On this episode of Inside Boxing Live, we react to Gervonta Davis's 7th round knockout of Ryan Garcia. It was a very fun fight. We're here in Las Vegas to talk about it all. Chris is with me. Let's go. What is up, everybody? Welcome in to a very special edition of Inside Boxing Live. We are here at the post-fight press conference. Ryan Garcia losing in the 7th round to Gervonta Davis via a body shot. Tank dropped Ryan in the round 2. He was in control for a lot of the fight. Ryan had his moments, but ultimately it was Gervonta Davis who picks up a win, arguably the best win of his career, at least the most significant win of his career. Moves on to 29-0 with 27 knockouts. A big spectacle in Las Vegas. Chris, how are you, my friend? Big time Vegas fight. You look great.
Thank you. I feel great. I don't like the effect that you said Ryan loses. I don't know necessarily.
That was just me, a brain fart.
Right. I don't necessarily look at it like that. I think he fought a really good fight. I thought he showed a lot of things we haven't seen before. I just think that Davis bested him because, you know, on any given night, granted, I think Davis is a better fighter, but it's, you know, I thought Ryan really performed well, really well. Had Davis hurt with right hands,
yes.
Which, I mean, he fought way better than I expected, did things that I've never seen him do before. So I have to tip my hat to Ryan Garcia. He fought a phenomenal fight. He went out on his shield. He was in there. He was trying. He started early. He did things I've never seen him do before. I said he needed to come out with an authoritative jab. First round, he comes up banging the jab. And every round that he did well, he started with the jab.
Yep.
You got numbers.
I'm pulling up the numbers.
Danny numbers.
I'm just looking at them. There's a big moment in this fight, and Ryan Garcia said it afterwards in his post-fight press conference, which he said, listen, Tank's a good fighter. They hugged. Love to see that. But Ryan said, I had him hurt in round 2, and I let him off the hook. He let Tank recover because he did not throw any punches. He let Tank get back into that fight. And from that moment on, when Tank landed the first power shot of the fight, came in the second round, it dropped Ryan Garcia. And from that moment on, Tank was in total control until that final punch in round 7. But Ryan said it right there. He should have pounced on him in round 2.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. He could have pounced on Tank and got stopped then.
Okay, but still, you go for it. Go for broke. You had him hurt. You had him staggered.
But listen, he went on a shield either way. He went for it. He was actually landing good shots when he got stopped. Anyway, if it didn't happen then, if it didn't happen earlier, it would happen later.
But do you think he should have pounced on it? He took about 30 to 40 seconds where he didn't throw a single punch.
I'm going to speak from a fighter's situation. A guy doesn't have to hit you because Tank hadn't landed anything serious at that point. A guy doesn't have to hit you for you to understand how hard he hits. I've had punches whiz by my face where I went, nope, not letting that guy hit me tonight because that was just way too hard and fast. And Tank was throwing some heat out there. He wasn't landing initially. He builds as he went. He started much faster tonight than he normally does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're the Danny numbers.
He didn't numerically, but he was on his front foot.
Much more aggressive.
When he did throw, he did land. He only threw 7 punches in round 1. He threw 6 punches in round 2. Gervonta
Davis. One of them was sort of a knockdown.
Yes, 3 of 6.
Brutal knockdown. Okay, and also probably broke Ryan's nose.
What did we talk about all week? Gervonta Davis, low output.
High
accuracy, game-changing power. Round 2, 3 of 6. One of those 3 punches knocked down Ryan Garcia and changed the course
of
the fight.
Percent?
3 of 6,
50%.
From the third round, he threw 19 punches, 21, 18. Ryan started to slow down. He came on a little bit in that 6th round where he was able to rock Davis a few times with that right hand. Never got to throw that left hook that he was talking about all week.
Yeah, he threw it, but Davis was ready for it. If you notice the replays, Davis was very adept at rolling the left hook really, really well.
All right.
Which is wonder how the one of the knockouts happened. He rolled, I call it a dip and rip. He goes under, boom, and he throws the left hand on the top. Doesn't even see the punch land. Doesn't need to. He knows where his head is, he knows where his chin is, because Ryan has a tendency to pick his chin up in the air when he throws his left hook.
Yeah.
And they knew that. Gervonta Davis's game plan was extremely intelligent. He's going to throw the left hook, he's going to pick his head up. Cool. Dip. And rip.
Throw
it where the head's going to be.
Beautiful punch there from Gervonta Davis. A counter shot right on the money.
Yep.
Just when you thought that, wow, Ryan might actually take this fight in round 2. He almost
knocked him out in the second round.
Second round.
Had him hurt.
And Tank just is so clutch and has dynamite in that hand, in both hands, and he's able to drop Ryan Garcia right when he was gaining any type of momentum in this fight. We just talked about how Ryan Garcia lost the fight or what he didn't do right in there. Let's talk about Tank Davis, the winner of this fight now, 29-0, 27 knockouts, arguably the face of boxing. We'll talk about that too before we end this show. But man, that was vintage Tank Davis there with downloading the data. Don't love that term, but that's what he does. He's a better boxer than Ryan Garcia. He showed it today. He was always in control. He was always poised.
Yep. Smiling at times. Most of the fight, actually.
Even in the way to the ring, you know, we like to look at these things. Ryan looked a little tight entering the ring. Gervonta Davis looked like he was loose, looked like he was belonged on that stage and never gave that up. Even when things got a little tough in that second round, when things got hairy, he fires off that freaking one-hitter quitter and drops Ryan Garcia. Now, Tank, undoubtedly best win of his career. Wasn't the hardest test of his career, but this was the fight that we wanted for years and the fight that we said was going to be the beginning of his legacy now. Who knows what he does and goes maybe to 135 and starts to go after some of the champs at 135, whatever happens with Haney and Lomachenko. But there's no doubt about it. Gervonta Davis is a special, special fighter.
I'm going to disagree again.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to disagree. So again, two times on one show. I mean, come on. This was his most difficult test. Because he had someone in front of him that was, what did you say, not most difficult night out, whatever.
It wasn't his most difficult test, but it's definitely going to be his biggest win on his resume.
No, I think it was the most difficult test for sure, because he had someone who could actually hurt him, and he did. We've never seen Davis get clipped and...
Gamboa, late.
Yeah, but Gamboa was on his way to losing that fight. Mm. Ryan was very strong, very big. Gamboa was smaller than Tank. No one's smaller than Tank. Gamboa was. Ryan, in that ring, first round, I was like, oh, man, Ryan's a much bigger guy than him. He looked taller. He looked bigger. He looked filled out. And he hit him with some chops that were grazing. He never really hit Davis clean, but still hurt him, was still able to make his legs have that little bit of feeling. So I disagree. I think this was a big test, and I think Tank overcame a lot of things in this fight that a lot of people have been calling for. They wanted to see Tank tested. They wanted to see Tank in deep waters. They wanted to see Tank in somewhere where he had to like overcome. I believe he overcame something big tonight, even though he didn't show it. And I got that's a testament to how good he actually really is.
Still going
to
be his most notable win.
Yeah, I mean, he said it going into it.
This was a super fight. Ever like, oh, it's not super. How can it be a super fight? There's no belts on the line to catch weight, a rehydration clause.
It's a super fight.
Yes.
Look at that.
This is a super fight. We've been here all week.
We're in Vegas.
We've been here all week. I'm telling you, it had a different vibe. It felt like something we haven't felt in a long time.
It felt like a Mayweather fight. It really did. It was wild.
But it felt like a Mayweather fight.
Who don't know what we were feeling, like it's been a massive fight weekend in Vegas.
Yeah, 100%. It felt like a Mayweather fight, but different because it's a new age. It's a new fighters, and hopefully this is the start of all these guys fighting each other. Next month we see a Haney and Lomachenko, even though Lomachenko is 35 years old and maybe on his way out of the sport. But guys like Haney, I want to see Haney in there with Gervonta Davis. I want to see Shakur Stevenson in there with Gervonta at 135. I want to see Gervonta settle in at 135 and really go after belts now, because he got his win here, which was for clout or for bragging rights and all that. But now it's time for him to shift into collecting belts and becoming the best lightweight in the world. And he can do that with fights against Haney. He can do that with however 135 shakes out, with maybe Shakur. There's a lot of options for him, but I think he can maybe transition now into going for titles.
I want to see Davis against anybody.
Right?
I'll watch Davis against the pizzeria guy. I don't care. Like, I love watching this kid fight. I love the way that he fights. I love the energy he brings. I love his boxing IQ. I love how he's setting things up. I think a lot of people don't understand how good he really is. They're not actually seeing the X's and O's.
I think now they do, though.
I hope so, because he didn't outfight Ryan. He outthought Ryan tonight. He boxed better. He was smarter. He had a better game plan. He executed. He's much more focused than he gets credit for. So I don't know. I have been praising Davis for a long time, mostly because I just love the way he fights, and he's very, very fun. Now I'm praising him because of his ring intelligence and his boxing IQ and the fact that he is improving each and every time out. And as he steps up in class, he steps up in competition, as he gets better opponents in front of him, he gets better. That's what you want from a young champion.
He's still super young, too, man.
I mean,
28 years old.
Can't say enough about Davis.
He's probably in the prime. He's in the prime of his career now. He's 28.
He's going to get better.
He has it all, though. You know, he can sell tickets. He's got you know, athletes coming out. He's got celebrities coming to his fights. And not only that, he finishes the show with knockouts. He's never in boring fights. What would we always say about Floyd? Yes, he's a big star and everyone would come out to watch him fight.
Yep.
But a lot of times after you bought his pay-per-views, you were like, oh, man, like, I did it again. I bought another pay-per-view where in Floyd, yes, but I'm coming to it from a different
st-
I know
yeah,
not
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I'm coming to it from a different standpoint. I'm coming to it from this guy is a big star. He's one of the faces of boxing. Doesn't have to be the face, whatever. It's a subjective thing anyway. But the guy ends fights with knockouts. That's important. That's very important.
He one-punch knocked out Ryan Garcia tonight with a delayed left hook to the liver. Come on, man. Like, that's a mega fight. Again,
yeah.
Mega fight. Argue with me or not.
But how many mega fights have you seen where they don't live up to the hype or something? Or they
almost
go the distance?
All of them.
Right, this one was a fun fight. There was moments where Ryan Garcia had his moments early. Tank had his moments. Two multiple knockdowns. It ended. There was didn't go to the scorecards. We didn't say, oh, frig, the judges got in the way of another one. Tank is that guy who could end fights like that. That's what makes him so exciting, and that's what probably makes him right now one of the biggest stars in the sport.
Both guys showed up. I am high praising Ryan too. He fought much better than I expected, much better than I've ever thought he could, honestly,
yeah.
Against someone who I think is super, super dangerous and very, very adept in every way. I thought Ryan fought really, really well. I thought Ryan brought things to the table that I didn't necessarily think he could at this stage of his career. So I am very high praised on Ryan for tonight. But Tank is just a different level. And I knew that going in. I knew Tank was a different guy than Ryan. I knew he was ahead of him.
Yeah,
that's why I've been predicting. You know, I was going back and forth, head hard.
Mm-hmm.
My head was always with Davis, and I've been saying this. If you watch the show, you know that. But Ryan showed up,
yeah.
And he made it a fight. This is why this is going to be a fight that we're going to talk about for a long time, because Ryan stepped up his game, and this is the best version of Ryan that we have seen thus far. He just fell a little short tonight,
yeah.
And I think that's okay. Ryan,
he didn't count of himself.
I really hope that you come back stronger than ever because you have all the goods. Come on, man.
Probably 140, where he belongs. 140 is going to shake out in a lot of different ways with the belts. We'll see what happens with Teofimo and Taylor. We'll see what happens with Progre. Rolly Romero has a title shot. What's next for each guy? We'll start with Ryan Garcia. I think he could bounce back. It's up to him how far he wants to go with his career. I still want to see him fight. I thought he had a good account of himself. I want to see him at 140. He got a comeback fight. And then find himself in big fights. Like, let's get these guys all fighting each other, right? Isn't that what we wanted?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I'm curious because, again, I keep harkening back to the fact that we spoke to Oscar De La Hoya. He's on your screen right now. Oscar De La Hoya this week, leading up to the fight, and that I did an interview, and he was saying that Ryan made the weight really easily, which I don't necessarily disagree with. I didn't see him struggle as hard as I expected. So could we see him at 35 again? Honestly, yeah.
He's got to go for the biggest fights. I think he'll go to 140.
I think so, too. I think it'd just be that. But does he go directly to 140? Does he take catchweight?
Well, think about it.
Does he take catchweight in between?
Davis is going to stay at 135. 140 is now the division. That's the fun one now.
Yeah.
Teofimo.
But he's got to ease his way into it. Because I'm telling you right now, I am a 140 world champion. 140-pounders are very different than 35-pounders.
Yeah.
35-pounders are, listen, all the respect in the world. 140-pounders is when you start entering the world of big power. Guys are strong, physically strong. They're big. They're aggressive. It's a different world. People think 5 pounds is not a lot. 5 pounds is a lot.
Before I forget, our producer, Dre, who's done a phenomenal job this week in Las Vegas. This is his first time at Vegas, first time at a fight. He told me Tank's going to win by a body shot. He got it right.
Nailed it.
I'm the guy here predicting, looking at numbers, looking at stats all day long. Think I know this sport.
We were out,
Dre was on
last
top
night.
Of
we
it.
Were out smoking cigars, and he kept saying body shots. He's like, who's going to be the guy who throws more body shots? Who's the guy? Who's the better body puncher? He was very adamant about it.
Yeah,
he was right. It was almost weird. He might be the Nostradamus of John Boy boxing.
What a week in Vegas. All right, what's next for Gervonta? I want to see him go after titles. I think he's ready for that now. He can really shut everybody up. If he hasn't already, the detractors that say, yeah, you're great, but you know, let's rack up some titles. Get rid of these Reggie belts. Let's see him go after, see what happens with Haney and Lomachenko. Mm-hmm. If Haney moves up to 140, those belts are going to become available. I want to see him get into title fights. I want to see him really solidify his legacy. What do you want to see next for Tank?
I want Lomachenko next.
Who's got to get past Haney?
No, he doesn't.
So
he loses to Haney. Haney goes up to 40. Lomachenko stays, vies for the belts, has to fight
A little bit of damaged goods, Loma.
Fine, I don't care.
It's still a fun fight. I mean, I love it too, but I think there are other good fights at 135 too.
I mean, Sud's a good fight, but I that one makes a lot of sense, and I think that a lot of people are going to push for that. And how much time is Loma going to be around? Is Loma going to have time to do a tune-up in between?
I think at 135 now, I think the fight, if especially this is if Haney moves up, I think the fight is going to be Gervonta versus Shakur. The power puncher versus the elite defender. Because the Shakur is going to be at 135 for a while.
Yeah,
Davis is not a 140 guy. Davis is a 135 guy.
I don't want
They're
that
the two
right
best.
Away. I don't want that right away.
Not right away, but we're going to build to that match.
We're always building
towards something.
That fight has to happen at some point. Shakur has to fight literally all of these guys, and I think he will at some point. But I don't want right to that. I think Shakur needs a little more development, and I think not that he can't beat Davis now, because it's possible,
yeah.
Just because of their styles. But I think Shakur needs a little more seasoning.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to build to that.
Right, yeah. But
marinate, as Bob would say.
Listen, Davis goes out there, and now he fights Lomachenko. He can beat Lomachenko. I've been saying he's been beating Lomachenko for a number of years.
Too
explosive.
It just depends how he loses. Like, if he is to lose to Haney, how?
He's going to get outboxed. He's going to lose the decision, I think. But I think it's going to be competitive at times.
Okay.
And I think the angles, and I think Lomachenko's power pressure is gonna get to Haney at some point, especially late. Thinking of the Linares fight, because Loma's gonna put a lot more pressure than Linares did. Doesn't hit quite as hard as one punch as Linares does, but I think that he's savvy enough still. He'll make it a fight. The problem is just the size. Haney's just too big.
Yeah,
too big. And we saw at the press conference, they look like they're three weight classes apart, because essentially they are. But. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Gervonta, I mean, the world's his oyster right now. Does he need to take another fight this summer in between? No.
No, he's not going to fight again until December.
He had two big fights, two hard fights this year.
Yeah, he could be going to freaking prison for all we know. We're talking about what's next for Gervonta. He could potentially be going to jail.
Hector Luis Garcia fight was not an easy fight. That was not an easy touch.
Fought in January and April. He ain't fighting for a while.
Not an easy touch. Not an easy fight. Good win against a tough guy. I think in hindsight, we're going to look in the rearview and be like, wow, that was a really good win.
Right.
I think he's going to really continue to do really well, probably at 130, but whatever.
The reason I say he could potentially end up in prison, for those who might be watching for the first time or not understand what's going on in Gervonta Davis's life, he did go to court for a hit and run, and they I think they were still waiting for the...
I think the hearing is going to be...
Right, he's in some type of legal trouble that's going to be settled in a few weeks. I hope he does go to jail. Obviously, I want to see him fight in the summer. I want to see him fight all the time. I mean, the guy is must watch.
He's gangbusters. He
he's
really is.
Unbelievable. It's so much fun to watch. I know I picked Ryan Garcia, but that was just a bet. He was a live dog in my opinion, and he almost made me look like a
what
genius.
Do you mean it was just a bet? What do you mean it was just a bet?
I would look like a damn genius if you won that fight in round two.
Yeah, but guess what?
I didn't. We'll drink my sorrows away. Thank you, everyone, who has tuned in this week. Las Vegas fight weeks are always the best. John Boy Media sending us out here, getting so much content and having a great time. Shout out to Dre. He really was the MVP of this trip, turning around a lot of content for us, working in hotel rooms.
Also the prediction.
Prediction, yes. Yes, I don't want to give him too much credit here. I don't want to get his head to get any bigger.
You and I are very different guys.
Right.
You know that?
Right.
I'm gonna pump him. I'm going to get him.
All right, everybody, I appreciate it. We'll be back next week reacting more to this fight and looking ahead to the May schedule. As always, keep your hands up at all times and stay out of those DMs. Vegas, we out.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.